This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good heavens, it's Monday again. Where does the time fly as I'm flapping my wings? 7 after the hour, the Good Day Experience with Doug Stephan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. This hour, in-depth conversation about many things as we can work you and I together through our minds, including our news voice of the day, that question and that voice coming up in this half hour of Good Day. First, however, some consideration of Christmas and the toys and the items that you are buying to fill your stockings and to wrap and put under the Christmas tree. Do you buy them at a lot of different places? I was shopping last Friday night, went to a couple of different malls, standalone mall, and then one of those all-inclusive kind of malls, and I found a lot of things I was looking for, special little things that go into the stocking for my grandson and for the lady in my life. And as I was looking around, I couldn't get away from the stuff that was made in China. I'm now conscious of what I've asked everybody else to do. I've always kind of looked at things, but now I'm really looking at things. And now I'm really, I don't know if annoyed is the right word, concerned, upset. I don't know what the right word is. But I got that way because I looked at this investigation with the group China Labor Watch that reveals that toys like Barbie dolls, Thomas the Tank Engine, a lot of things that are made that I looked at in Toys R Us, for example, I looked at in three or four of these high-scale toy outfits that were in the mall. The average pay, according to this group, for those companies that are making things, the toys that we're talking about, the Happy Meal toys from McDonald's, for example, the DreamWorks movie Trolls has a toy or two or three connected with it. The average person on staff making these items are making 86 cents an hour. Now, why is that my business? I don't know that it is my business. Oh, that is my business. It's my business to decide where I want to spend my money. Is it your business? Do you care? Some people do, some people don't. Some people don't like the Chinese and don't buy stuff that's made in China because they just don't like the Chinese. Well, it's the Chinese government, not the Chinese people. See, I think we have to separate. We don't often. We put everything into a big kettle. I don't like the Cubans because Fidel Castro ran the island. Fidel Castro didn't have anything to do with most of the people on the island and their day-to-day lives. And that's the same thing in terms of the Chinese government. The Chinese government decides how things are going to go and what people are going to be paid. So it's the government that we have a problem with, not the Chinese people. The companies that will employ them. And so, does this bother you? 12 to 15 hours a day, 7 days a week for 86 cents an hour. The world of toys, great for your children, but how about the children that work in these toy factories? This, by the way, this China Labor Watch is not an American group. It's a group that was founded and directed by a Chinese person. Li Quang says, quote, "We can't tolerate the fact that the workers' nightmares are bringing children their dreams. The oppression of workers in China." They have, this is pretty interesting that this group would even exist in China. See, a lot of us think, well, these people are around in America, but they're not there. But this group is undercover in many of these factories. And so what they do is they share the wage slips with the people who are working undercover. The people that are working there have showed their wage slips to this group and found that workers making toys supplying Disney, Mattel, Fisher-Price, I mentioned McDonald's, they are working 100 hours over the average legal worker, I think it's 10 hours a day without being paid overtime. So they get 86 cents an hour, and then after that they get another 43 cents an hour for overtime. So, and they work 100 hours of overtime a month. The toy industry's watchdog here, the ICT Care Foundation, says it has no power to stop what's going on in the Chinese factories. The reality is, across the board, most factories, or the vast majority, work beyond legal limits, even in China. And the Chinese government doesn't enforce any of its laws anyway. We want transparency, so said the director of this outfit. The Chinese government says, basically, stuff it. Look at some of these toys. The Thomas the Tank Engine. I don't know, Carol, what that is. You know what the Thomas the Tank Engine is? Hot Wheels, Guardian of the Galaxy. I know that's...
Well, yeah, you don't know Thomas the Tank Engine, the little train that's in all the books and stuff for children?
Oh, is that what that is? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm assuming it's just, you know, a little train that kids can, you know, roll around.
The little engine that could.
Yeah.
Okay. Fisher-Price is owned by Mattel. Let's see, the Mii Zebra Walker. I'm just giving you some examples. Looking around your child's room, what does it look like in terms of toys? And what about the things you're buying for Christmas? You can buy different things. By the way, these children live in dormitories. And the dormitories belong to the companies which make the toys. So the children have some education, but for the most part, if they're over the age, I think it's 12, they're living in dormitories that belong to the companies, and there are 8 to 10 children in a room. They have been not taken away from their parents, but their parents have allowed them to be taken in. This is the children are making that kind of dough. The average wage of the Chinese worker, adult worker, is $700 a month. So I don't know. Figure out. I didn't do the math. If you multiply 86 cents an hour times 10, that's $8.60 a day times 7. Let's see. Seven times 4, 5, 60. So that's about, the children are making $56 a week. So multiply that out by 4.3, and you've got about $240 a month. Okay, kids are making $240 a month. The adults are making $700 a month. And they seem to be happy. These are factory workers. I'm not talking about the people that work in the offices and who work in executive positions. I'm just talking about the workers. Compare that to what we make here or what's made in Europe or what's made elsewhere. It pays not too great in South America, and it's awful in Africa. But we're not buying a lot of stuff from them. We're buying a lot of stuff from the Chinese. So I'm looking at, and by the way, it isn't just the fact that they're on these production lines and they are working hard. The Chinese government is not too interested in some of the chemicals that are used. And we ought to be, because we don't. I'm looking at some of this stuff like isomyl acetate, which is known as banana oil. That makes plastics easier to move, to fabricate. But apparently it is, the odor is very strong. And it can have a negative impact on your lungs. When people complain, they give them a pack of paper towels. So that's how it's handled over there. What would happen if it were here? The EPA would be there in 5 minutes. And so would every other of the wage an hour people. So I'm just looking at this one factory that employs 4,200 people. Oh, I see here what happened. The basic wage, monthly wage, is $188, and with overtime, $337 at that particular factory. Average work week, 70 hours. And then the maximum law, the law in China allows a maximum of 36 hours overtime. So, but they're not paying any attention to that sort of thing because they have lots of orders for McDonald's Happy Meal characters, Hello Kitty toys, troll pencil toppers, all of these things from the DreamWorks films. Some children as little as 31 cents an hour, some making $1.08 an hour in terms of production workers. I'm looking across the board here at these various big factories that have thousands of employees. I just think that it's of value to know what's going on. You do with what you want. With I've drawn my own conclusion. I'm looking for anything. It's hard, but I didn't. I stopped after looking at this thing last Friday. I said, I'm not buying any more Chinese stuff. I'm not. Period. End of story. How about you? In a minute, the voice of the day, the news voice of the day here on Good Day. It's 17 past the hour.
Dear Ulta Beauty, we've been extra good this year. I'm looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take velvet and shine. And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty, joy to the girl.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples associate for details.
All right, so this voice has been around a lot this weekend because of there was a certain part of me that sort of left this out. And I don't know why. This particular actor that's in the focus, honored for his portrayals of lots of police and gangsters and all kinds of characters, well-known name. We'll have his voice for you in a few moments, and then we'll ask you to identify it for a swell prize. The 2020 News Quiz question focusing on one of the winners in the Kennedy Center Honors. 21 after the hour.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The trio most recognized this as music from Charlie Brown's Christmas. Christmas time is here. Our review of the big songs for Christmas each hour of the program. We're going through actually the top 50. And it's number 48 of the most popular, most downloaded Christmas tunes that are around this year. You hear and see a lot of that. Has the Charlie Brown Christmas been on TV yet? Or is that
I think in Jennifer's TV report yesterday that there may have been a debut of it last night.
Ah.
I mean, I know it's going to air a bunch of times throughout December.
Yeah, yep. Speaking of airing a lot of times, one of the things that I find most intriguing, if it's intriguing, maybe endearing is a better word, the Boston Pops. As a Bostonian, they've been around me, or I've been around them all of my life, going back to Arthur Fiedler, the guy who runs it now is a showboat, but it still doesn't take away from the beauty of the music. The Boston Pops does a great job with each season, and I think they do the best job. I remember going to the Pops concerts at Christmas time, and there, when Arthur Fiedler was there, just the way, there's like music, like Sleigh Ride. There's nothing like the version that the Pops Orchestra does of stuff like that. So I'd like to intertwine some of the Boston Pops music as well with what we're doing, Kara. That'd be kind of neat. Meanwhile, also this week, 25 past the hour, by the way, we have gone through a list of the additions to the Grammy Hall of Fame by playing a few different selections with each one of our times in the hour. Each hour we have this time for music news, etc., etc. So congratulations to all of the Grammy Hall of Fame inductees. Recording Academy has 25 of these. Arlo Guthrie, Beach Boys, Billie Holiday, Blind Willie McTell, Bonnie Raitt, Cab Calloway, David Bowie, Deep Purple, Dion, Elvis, the Everly Brothers, Jackson 5, Lalo Schifrin, Leslie Gore, Louis Armstrong, Merle Haggard, the Mills Brothers, Mississippi John Hurt, NWRA, Nirvana. Now here's Prince being inducted, or at least a sign of the times goes into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Prince. remember this song. You remember this?
I mean, I've definitely heard it. It's not one of his bigger hits by any means, so it's kind of strange. Maybe all his other hits are already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. All right, here's one that we'll all recognize from R.E.M. It's a great pop song. I think it's a fabulous song. Losing My Religion.
This is such a timeless sound to it.
Yeah.
You know, like this could come out today or 20 years ago and no one would know.
Yeah. And it has, and by the way, one of the rules is it's got to be 25 years old to meet the requirements for selection. Lots of different genres of music. But this is a good pop tune. And I happen to like it because I like the philosophy that's expressed in it. Also being inducted this week into the Grammy Hall of Fame, Rod Stewart's Maggie May. First really huge story is the story of his marriage to Mae Britt. That's who Maggie May is.
I did not know that. Yeah. Did he marry an older woman?
Well,
because this song is about, you know, her being
she was older. He was at the time. He was young. And she was appealing for all of the right physical reasons, I suppose. That's what this song's about. All right, number, let's see, we got two more to squeeze in. Sly and the Family Stone. Yeah, this is it.
This is a great song.
Oh, yes. And Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe. There it is. A list of all the new Grammy. Oh, I think that one's about as appropriate as any of them that are in here, frankly. This pretty much set the tone for their musical success. Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe, now into the Grammy Hall of Fame. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Monday. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen at 34 after the hour. This is the Good Day program with a chance for us to dig around and figure out what it is that we need to know, we want to know, kind of unwinding from the... They think that the weekend is to unwind from the week, but that's not the case, I think. That in fact... The weekday is to unwind from the weekend. All right, whichever, however it works for you, help yourself. 888-302-3684. Time for us now to identify one of the mystery voices who was honored for his work in movies. Here is that man's voice.
My father taught me many things. He taught me, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
How many times have you heard that one? Are you listening? One more.
It's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face.
All right. Got one more, Kara?
Say hello to my new friend.
Ha-ha. All right, 888-302-3684. All right, you know who that voice is? Winner, the Kennedy Center Honors. This is a time of year when they have a lot of these award things, national award things. Kennedy Center Honors has been a tradition, I think, since they built the Kennedy Center in Washington, as opposed to the Presidential Medal of Freedom winners that were announced, wasn't that last week or the week before? So there was a lot of focus on that. Two similar things, and I think some of the same people have won both of them. But this was last night, and then they tape it and play it, I think, right around Christmas time every year. So who is that voice? 888-302-3684. You got a few minutes to do that. Win our prize, which is a copy of the book Life is Good. When you do the work, you'll read it, and you'll want to get copies for your friends. Great stocking stuffer. It's a superb overview of mentoring and kind of exciting experiences that people have had. So, 888-302-3684. I think perhaps he is best known, although he's played so many different character roles. Is Serpico? Did that give it out? All right, I shouldn't give it away. The next item on my agenda here this morning in this hour is a focus on hate speech, which apparently is on the rise, and some people are blaming it on the election of President-elect Trump. Across the country, there have been a number of incidents, and this has taken place. There are a number of people who have kept me informed. I wouldn't and won't go out of my way to look for this stuff, but it's so in your face, it's hard to ignore a letter like this from the Americans for a Better Way. At least that's who it was signed by. Addressed to the children of Satan. You Muslims are a vile and filthy people. Your mothers are whores and your fathers are dogs. You're evil. You worship the devil, but your day of reckoning has arrived. There's a new sheriff in town, President Donald Trump. He's going to cleanse America and make it shine again. And he's going to start with you Muslims. He's going to do to you Muslims what Hitler did to the Jews. You Muslims would be wise to pack your bags and get out of Dodge. This is a great time for patriotic Americans. Long live President Trump and God bless the USA. What a filthy piece of garbage.
And the thing that's insane to me is that people don't realize when they're saying something like that. I mean, why do they not like Muslims? They don't like Muslims because they're associating
them.
It's like, you know, even if you're associating that group of people with ISIS and saying, oh, well, ISIS has done all these terrible things. Well, you just said we're going to do the exact same thing or worse. But they don't seem to have an issue with that or Hitler. But they have an issue with ISIS. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense if you understand how some people think. The ignorance that has become rampant in some parts of our country with some people. I don't believe Donald Trump stands for this. He may have, in some of his rhetoric, made it clear that he wanted to clean things up here a little bit. Who among us doesn't want to clean things up a little bit? We have a lot of people coming into this country that have no business being here for any number of reasons. But this kind of stuff is so far over the top, so unacceptable, so stupid, vile, whatever words you want. These people, make America great again? You people who write these letters think you're going to make America great again? Do I have problems with some Muslims? Yep. I got problems with some Catholics. I have problems with some Protestants. I have problems with some Jews. But do I have the ignorant, stupid, asinine attitude that these clowns, a-holes, whatever word you want to use for them. Now, am I making it worse or you know, using some of those terminology, that terminology, yeah, maybe I am. But it just, because I don't think that's what America stands for. There are plenty of Muslims who are here who are doing a lot of good for the country, as there are plenty of Catholics and Protestants and Jews. I had a great conversation with a very close friend of mine last night. We went to an award ceremony at a Jewish day school. A friend of mine was honored there, and I think there were four people who weren't Jewish who were in the crowd, and I was one of them. And this friend of mine and I had a lot. We've shared a lot over four decades in our friendship, and we were talking about my spiritual beliefs because he's never really asked me what my beliefs were. So I told him, I don't have a problem with religions that are doing good in the name of God. I have a problem with people who are doing bad in the name of God, as is the case with the Muslims that are over the top, as is the case with Catholics and Protestants, Christians who are over the top, and Jews. There are examples of crackpots and worse in every religion, because religion can be a horror as well as being a wonderful help and inspiration. But that kind of stuff, I don't believe Donald Trump stands for that at all. I don't. I just don't. I think that many things will be visible once the guy has a chance to approve. And that's all I would ask is that, yeah, maybe he will be. I don't know what he's going to be like, really, because he's changed his mind about 13 times on everything that he talked about during the election campaign. So what makes you think he's going to stick to that? And who gives this person license to use Donald Trump's name? If I were Donald Trump, I'd be tweeting. He was all over the place tweeting about Saturday Night Live again. I'd be tweeting about this stuff. Anyway. Okay. Let's move our attention to something else. I would like to have a conversation, if at all possible, with somebody who lives in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and his name is Edward. I don't seem to be able to make my thing operational here, Kara, so I'll let you put Edward on the air. Hi, Edward.
Hi, hello.
Hello. Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well, and I am glad I've been listening to you for about 6 or 7 months now. I'm glad they put you on the air here.
I'm glad that I'm on the air there as well. How far is Poplar Bluffs from any other community that's of note?
Very far. We're kind of out in the boonies.
In the boonies.
Kind of a small, mid-sized town. We're running around 15,000, 16,000, but we're pretty far from any major cities.
Well, but that's what makes it great. That part of our world is my favorite because I like, I'm an agrarian, I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I know that those areas are big in our agricultural circles. So I appreciate finding you and you finding me. Give us the name of the person that we're looking at here who won the honors program.
That is Mr. Al Pacino.
Al Pacino won along with the Eagles. I have a list, and I'll go through the list with you in a moment. Edward, I'm running a little tight on time here. Hold on just a second. Kara's going to talk to you. I'm glad we had a chance to meet and to talk, and I'm glad to get you on the air. I'm going to win a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work. More coming up here on the Cuban government and the Castro post-Fidel era. That's next.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here are some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
You've made your list. Now head to Burlington to get all your holiday shopping done. We've got tons of decorations and, of course, gifts, gifts, gifts. Watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, slippers, sweaters, drones, toys, and more. All the hottest gifts for your family, your friends, for everyone. The name brands you love at up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop and check off that wish list for less. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
All right, 47 past the hour. So the other winners, by the way, at the Kennedy Center Honors Celebration last night, beside Al Pacino, Mavis Staples. My God, she still has it. Martha Argerich, who is quite a well-known pianist. James Taylor, a singer we all know. Joe Walsh, God love him. Don Henley, and Timothy Schmidt. All right, so those are the winners. Now, on to what's going on in Cuba. There are not going to be any monuments, ongoing tributes to Fidel Castro in Cuba, says his brother Raul Castro.
Fidel Castro won't be getting any monuments in Cuba, at least as long as his brother Raul Castro is in power. The Cuban president announced on Saturday the government will not allow streets or other public sites to be named after the country's former leader. President Castro made the announcement at a rally 8 days after his brother's death. He said the ban is to prevent a cult of personality from forming. He also said Cuba will ban Fidel Castro's name and likeness from institutions, buildings, and parks, and that no monuments will be erected in his name. Raul Castro took over as president in 2008 due to his brother's health issues. The sentiments he shared at the rally followed what Fidel Castro preached while he was in power. Cuba had a 9-day period of mourning after Fidel Castro's death. His ashes were buried in Santiago de Cuba on Sunday.
Isn't that sweet? All right, so I don't know. There are probably a couple of different twists and turns in that one. But so what? I guess my response to that would be, so what? Good day. Heard nationwide every day on a lot of great radio stations. One of them is KKOL, AM 1300 in the Seattle area. Good to have you on board. And a lot of other stations are in the northwestern part of our country where it is damn cold today. That's for sure. Oof. 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Yeah.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Thomas Hayden Church. I feel like I should bow either to the east or the west when I say it. I'm not sure which you prefer. Shall I bow to the east or the west?
No. Bowing, not necessary. Just a firm handshake and a pat on the shoulder.
For those of you who maybe think, wait a minute, why do I know that name? Thomas Hayden Church. How many of you are fans of television? We'll start there. Very basic television. So do people call you Thomas or Tom? What do they call you for fun?
You know, on any given day, my voicemail, it's Thomas, Tom, Tommy. A lot of my family and people that have been in my life a long time call me Tommy from back, you know, my teenage and my 20s. Mm-hmm. But I would say that largely people refer to me as Thomas because of my on-screen credits, and I'm comfortable with all of them.
Right. So the reason that you're here, at least at this juncture, is because you and Sarah Jessica Parker are playing husband and wife in this series, Divorce. And it's described by some of the trades as a comedy series. How can you find something comical, or how did the writers find something comical in something?
I wouldn't call it that. I don't refer to the show as a comedy. I think it's a drama which it has organic humor, and that humor comes out of the ridiculousness that goes on when these people, this family, is going through the upheaval that they are. I think a lot of the comedy or humor comes out of fairly painful and or awkward and or disturbing situations.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't consider the show to be a comedy. I mean, I really, to me, it's a five-hour movie. And I think by the end of that movie, I don't think somebody would say, oh, wow, you know, that was a really funny comedy. I don't think anybody would assess it as such. I think that we go for a very practical examination of an upheaval of a family and a marriage that's being torn apart in a very unsympathetic way.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Jessica Parker plays the wife, Thomas Hayden Church, who's really been quite prolific. Sideways, you were Sandman and Spider-Man. You were opposite Deborah Messing, who is one of my faves. Of all of the things that you've done, is it a fair question to ask you, other than the current thing, because people always say, yeah, I like what I'm doing now best. Which of these opportunities that you've had, you had a lot of them, have you found most productive in your career?
I would say hands down Sideways, but everything sort of lays up to, you know, one thing, whether it's embraced, you know, I mean, you know, divorce largely comes from a movie that I did called Smart People that I starred in with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great time working and promoting that movie. But I would have never gotten Smart. Smart People was produced by a man named Michael London, who produced Sideways. So some of the most important items, I would say, or choices on my resume, they're connected in some way. I got Sideways because I had met with Alexander for about Schmidt, and narrowly it was between Dermot Mulroney and I for that role. But I only got the meeting with him for Schmidt because I had met with him and talked. We just talked about election, and that came. The reason that he wanted to meet me on election is because he loved Ned and Stacy with the aforementioned Deborah Messing.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
In a weird kismet way, they're all connected, but there's no question Sideways is the prize winner, because since Sideways, I've never auditioned again. I get offers. I mean, right now I have, you know, two movie offers that start in January that I'm looking at. I mean, I get offers. I get inquiries. The people reach out to me. And it's all vine, you know, if there's a vine, the trunk of that, or the root of that vine is Sideways.
So take both of them, will you? Thomas Hayden Church, who right now on Sunday evenings, 10:30 Eastern Time on HBO, is in a series, a drama called Divorce with Sarah Jessica Parker. It really kind of cool to get to know you. I'm hoping that we can have a chat again. Thomas Hayden Church, thanks for being here.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jeans.